We are at the Tableau user event in Seattle, Washington. I'm here with Ross Bunker. Ross is a senior software engineer at Tableau. And Ross's area of expertise is data integration. Now, Ross, I know data integration is a major new feature within Tableau. Could you tell us what exactly is the data integration feature in one or two sentences?
Sure. Data integration lets you bring data from different data sources together in the same visualization. So you can do this either by displaying data in measures from one data source and another data source, or also by creating calculations that actually combine those data by creating ratios or other mathematical operations.
Well, Ross, why is this hard to do without Tableau?
Well, traditionally, when you need to take information from different data sources and use them together, you have to first bring them together into a single database system or a single system that the application that you're using can connect to as one entity. Tableau actually has built a system where you can connect individually to each of the existing systems, and then Tableau will take care of combining that information for you using the most natural fields that they share.
Well, as a business user, how would I enable data integration in Tableau, and do I need to know any type of scripting to set it up?
No, actually, one of the innovations that we've really worked hard on is trying to make it very easy to do this data integration. So normally you have to describe the relationships between the different data sources and what fields are related and define joins in complex dialogues. But with Tableau, we've tried to really take an intelligent path that uses the very common things that unify data, such as field names and data types and that sort of thing, and do those things automatically for you. Now, if those things aren't quite lining up the way you need them to, you can go in and manually adjust them, but through a very simple interface that just lets you pick the fields that are related and list them. So you don't have to do any complex scripting. You don't have to go through a bunch of dialogues. Tableau just tries to intelligently bring that information together in very natural ways, and you can actually use Tableau sort of visually to align them, essentially by picking the information that you want to join the two databases on in Tableau. If you can see visually that they're the same, then Tableau has all the information it needs to be able to join them as well.
Russ, this seems so different. I mean, to me, why wouldn't this be done at a row level like the SQL joins that most people know how to use already? And what advantage does the Tableau solution have over what we typically do?
Well, so a lot of systems do use, SQL joins, and that's a very common way, and Tableau supports doing SQL joins, but you have to have a system that is capable of joining, of doing SQL. And so those two databases would need to be in the same database system in order to accomplish a join. So one advantage of Tableau's solution is that we can do it outside the databases. You don't have to bring all the data together. Another advantage is that oftentimes, when you try to join data, you end up replicating data. So, for example, if I have employee sales information with employee IDs, and I join that with employee data such as, salaries and that sort of thing, every employee has a bunch of sales, and they only have one salary. And if I try to bring that together, every row in my data is going to end up with an employee salary multiple times, it's going to appear. And if I then try to sum or average those salaries, they're going to get weighted way beyond the actual employee's salaries. By doing these things separately in Tableau, by first querying one data source, getting the sales information for every employee, and then going to the employee data source and getting their salaries, we can bring that single salary in to the aggregated information of the average sales that employee has done. We can look at their salary and we can evaluate, are they bringing in value commensurate with their salary?
Well, Ross, what if I'm a sales manager and I'm looking at my sales numbers? How could I use this feature?
Well, so there's a couple of interesting things you can do with it. One is, as I said, you know, bring in extra information that helps you better analyze what you're looking at. So in the example of if we have average sales for every employee, we can go look at the salaries for those employees and see if the value they're bringing in is commensurate with the salary that we're paying them. In addition, you can do some what-if modeling. So for example, I might have an enterprise data warehouse that is really fast and great and clean, but that data warehouse is maintained by IT and somewhat sacrosanct. You're not allowed to go in and just modify it willy-nilly. Instead, what you can do in Tableau is you can actually, for example, let's say I want to model some new sales territories for my salespeople. I can't go in and modify the data warehouse and see what that would look like with our existing sales. What I can do is I can go into Excel and I can create a simple spreadsheet that shows, a territory for every salesperson. And then I can join that information into the existing sales data warehouse using Tableau and see if those sales territory allocations make sense. I can then quickly go into that Excel spreadsheet and tweak it and look again. And so using this sort of iterative model, I can do very interesting analysis of data that I have control over alongside the valuable historical information that's in the enterprise data warehouse.
Oh, very good. Ross, obviously we have over 700 people at the user conference. Many of them are outside of sales. Could you give us some other use cases that might apply to them?
Sure. Another great example is the ability to sort of bring in contextual information. A lot of times you'll have some data. A great example is stock price information, which, is rich in the sense that it's, daily and it has all this history and impact, but it doesn't have any sort of context to it. You don't know what events are going on in the world. So one of the things you can do, for example, is you could take headlines from newspapers in a simple Excel spreadsheet, again, with dates to unify it with the stock data, and you could actually look at stock prices for different companies alongside the headlines that might be going on at the same time and see how those headlines might correlate to stock price variations.
Oh, very unique. What else is innovative about this data integration feature?
Well, we've done a couple of things. One of the things we've done is we've taken, and tried to make it automatic. So we look at the data and let you sort of massage it into a state where it's easily joinable with this other information. And we do that sort of automatically for you and, again, don't require all these dialogues and joins and, complex setup that a lot of systems require. One of the other great things you can do is you can actually take some of this information and import it. So Tableau has a feature called what we call ad hoc groups, which is an ability to take, a bunch of different information, which is often supposed to be the same but isn't. A great example is like job descriptions, right? If you look at your employees' job descriptions, some people will say, senior this or senior that, and some people will leave off the senior. They'll, add an S here to a job title. And you really like to collapse those into a single group. So you can do that in Tableau with something called ad hoc groups. One of the things you can do with data integration is you can actually create a data source. Again, a good example is a simple Excel spreadsheet that sort of lists all of the titles that you have in your data and then all the titles you wished they would map to. And you can very easily sort of incorporate that into Tableau, and then with one click, you can turn that Excel spreadsheet, which maps these two values from one to the other, into an ad hoc group in Tableau. And so it lets you sort of very quickly build up some very rich calculations that would otherwise be very cumbersome to sort of manually configure.
Well, Tableau has always been a leader in the data visualization, dashboard, BI space. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons it's a leader is it came from a totally different a background than most BI companies coming out of Stanford and more along the lines of people who were doing heavy visualizations. Were there any design problems that you solved in a clever way?
Yeah, I mean, I think our whole approach in some ways is particularly clever because, you know, we looked at doing sort of that low-level join operation that so many systems use to bring data from multiple data sources together, and we found that most of the situations that people are in where they want to see the data, those pieces of data are really different levels of detail. You know, some is state level, some is zip code level, and if you try to bring them all together using joins, it ends up, you know, being this mishmash of repeated data and it gets, or you have to pre-aggregate some of it and you lose some depth. By choosing the path that we did, which was to bring the data together after it's been aggregated, we're able to sort of get, you know, 99% of the cases that people are interested in without having to go through all of that work. And it was really just sort of taking a step back and solving that. The other interesting thing is, I would say we, you know, a lot of times you have to join data that matches. And one of the features in Tableau is that you can create, you know, string names for various data values. So, for example, I might have, you know, country codes. Well, those country codes really correspond to country names, but when I store them in the database, I store them as numbers because it's easier. In Tableau, you can create what we call aliases for those so that visually they appear as country names. Well, when we do our joining of these multiple disparate data sources, we don't do it on the underlying integers. We'll do it on the country codes. So you can take data that has different country codes in different databases that map to the same countries, and if you visually look at them and they're the same, Tableau will bring them together. So again, we're sort of using the visuals to drive the joining process rather than using the data to drive the joining process.
Oh, that sounds so intuitive. What was the most fun thing about working on this data integration feature?
I would say, you know, it was kind of a long time in coming. We have this event we call Hackathon, which we do about every year, kind of after a big release, we'll do one. And it's a chance for the developers to kind of go off for a couple of days and just prototype, you know, quasi-crazy things that they've been dreaming about doing in Tableau. And for me, this started off that way. I'd seen our geocoding feature in Tableau 4 that sort of is a piece of this. It takes the latitude and longitude information and joins it into your data source using whatever you know, geographic information we have, states or zip codes or whatever. And I wondered if we could really take that and bring it into, or, you know, expand its scope to be able to support accessing, you know, any kind of data and not just latitude and longitude information. So during my hackathon, I played around with those ideas, and it was fun. You know, I did it twice. I did the first time I did it in this very manual way where you had to pick the data source and, you know, actually designate it as something you wanted to import and, you know, somewhat more cumbersome. And in talking to customers and other people, you know, I heard about customers trying to do this already. They would try to change their data source and just use it on an existing worksheet. And, you know, of course, it didn't work. Every time they changed the data source, it gave them a new sheet or it gave them an empty sheet if one didn't exist. And it struck me that why shouldn't that work? And so for me, what was really fun was being able to take this sort of idea that seemed, you know, very intuitive to people and make it work, to make it so that it just did what they thought it should do. Even though it was, you know, a somewhat radical thing from a data perspective to be doing this, from a user perspective and an experience perspective, it was a very natural thing to do.
Well, Ross, you've taken what many in business intelligence seems as monotonous, which is data integration, and you actually make it fun. I think that's a totally different paradigm than exists today in the market. So thank you so much for talking to me today about the new data integration feature of Tableau.
All right, thanks.